Highland Elementary School has a new leader following the Highland County School Board's May meeting. The position had been open since November when Principal Teresa Blum passed away unexpectedly. The board voted unanimously to offer the position, now titled Elementary Administrator, to Nicole Cabral. Following the vote, Ms. Cabral introduced herself to those in attendance.
I do want to say thank you very much to the board and to Mr. Winkler for giving me the opportunity to do this. I am extremely excited about starting in Highland. I have three little girls myself who will be coming with me, and they are excited about moving to the mountains. I have a seventh grader, or going into seventh grade, going into sixth grade, and going into third grade. So I'm really excited about moving up, becoming a part of the community, working with the parents and the staff, and getting to know everybody better. Everybody has been so kind to the time that I've been up here, and I'm just really excited. So I'm finishing my 22nd year in education. I have worked in Virginia Beach since I was a sub. I started subbing. I taught elementary education second and third grade. I became down there what they call a computer resource specialist, which then turned into an IT, RT kind of position. I have my ISTE endorsement through James Madison. I have my admin certification through Longwood. I'm currently working on my STEM certification. I started my last class in June, so I'm a big proponent of continuous learning. I have done everything in Virginia Beach under the sun, from subbing to special ed pieces to STEM to pretty much every hat you can kind of wear the past several years with my previous administrators.
Although the vote to approve was unanimous, board member Joe Neal commented afterwards that while he had no qualms about the chosen candidate, he did have issues with the process, which he felt needed to be addressed in future situations. He did not specify what those issues were. In his superintendent's update, Charles Winkler reported that the 8th and 11th grade students had scored in the upper 90th percentile in their writing testing, which was unofficially highest in the state. He also reported that due to rising costs, the planned HVAC improvements, which are dependent upon grant funding, would have to be scaled back to boiler replacement and refurbishment of the current system and building envelope. Total air conditioning improvements are not possible. He also told the board the results of some research they had requested on the post-school activities of recent graduates. Out of the 72 students who have graduated in the last 5 years, 36% went on to four-year colleges, 25% to two-year schools, 4% to the military, and 35% went into the workforce and other. Mr. Winkler's last day as interim superintendent will be May 30th, and he indicated he hoped a new superintendent would be named before the board's next regular meeting on June 9th. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.